Good morning. This is the Friday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. The Mancos Valley Chorus is a group of volunteers who value having music as part of their life and in sharing their love of music with the community. Their spring concert series, Can You Feel the Love Tonight, starts this Sunday, May 4th, and continues through Friday, May 9th. This season's concert features love songs from The Lion King, swing and bebop tunes from yesteryear, and the lead song, Seasons of Love, from the Broadway production, Rent. Joining me this morning by phone is Chris Larson. She's the music director for the Mancos Valley Chorus. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Tom.
Nice to talk to you again. Let's just start off. Can we talk a little bit about what concertgoers can expect from the spring concert series this year?
Yes. Pretty much mentioned the headlines. We have music from The Lion King, which is rhythmic and very exciting, I think. We have a couple of songs from The Lion King that are familiar with our audiences, or familiar to our audiences, but we also have two songs, Shadowland and He Lives in You, which I find to be very, very powerful songs and very exciting that our audiences might not be familiar with. We also have a couple of swing tunes from, they remind me of the Las Vegas era in the 1950s. Seasons of Love, as you mentioned. Also, we have a doo-wop arrangement of a Blue Moon, which I think is really fun. As usual, we have lots of solos, and the solos are very diverse, from a love song from Music Man to Bob Noonan playing trumpet along with our band playing I'll Remember April.
You know, I was going to ask you what kind of accompaniment you're going to have, and you just said a band. So typically you have piano accompaniment, and then there's some soloists that join in on vocals and on instruments. When you say band, what does that look like?
Well, we have Mike Morris on drums and Spencer Church on bass. And Spencer will alternate between playing his upright bass, his acoustic bass, and electric bass guitar. So it gives us a lot of color and variation to our performances.
And talk a little bit about how you chose the pieces for the spring concerts this year.
Well, that's always something that kind of evolves. I look for a theme, and I usually find the theme in a title song, for instance. In this concert, Lion King, the song Can You Feel the Love Tonight is just a great title. And, of course, it's pretty wide-ranging, so it gives us the license to include many different kinds of love songs in our program. So once I've come up with a theme, then I like to have kind of bookends, so we're ending with a number of Lion King songs. I also love to include some swing arrangements, because for some reason the Mancos Valley Chorus seems to really relate to swing tunes. So that's really fun. Seasons of Love came about because that's just a very fun, kind of hypnotic song to sing. Blue Moon is just a hoot. We've never done doo-wop arrangements before, and so this is our first time with that, and it's really fun.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Friday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning I'm talking with Chris Larson. She is the music director for the Mancos Valley Chorus, and we're talking about their spring concert series that's starting this Sunday, May 4th, and continuing through Friday, May 9th. You just said that you're doing this doo-wop arrangement of Blue Moon. Is that something that you do? You take a song and you arrange it for the Mancos Valley Chorus?
I wish that were true, but it is not. I am not an arranger, unfortunately. Our pianist, Lee Bartley, actually could do something like that, but we do buy those arrangements. So I research the songs and that I think might fit into a program, and then then I choose the arrangements that I think have some particular interest.
Well, we've been talking about what folks can expect at the Spring Concert Series for the Mancos Valley Chorus. Can you talk about where folks can see these concerts that are coming up?
Yes, I'd love to. Our first concert, as you said, is Sunday afternoon. It starts at 3:30 in the Mancos Methodist Church. On Tuesday evening, we'll be in Cortez. That concert starts at 7 p.m. at the Cortez Methodist Church. Wednesday evening, May 7th, we'll be in Durango at Christ the King Lutheran Church, starting at 7 p.m. And then we finalize our concert series on Friday night, May 9th, at 7 p.m. at the Mancos Methodist Church again.
Well, that's a full lineup of concerts and plenty of opportunities for folks to check that out. I think a lot of people are very familiar, or maybe more familiar, with the Mancos Valley Chorus when you do your holiday series. How are the spring concerts different? I mean, obviously you're choosing different songs, but it sounds like you're bringing more instrumentation and maybe doing a little bit different kind of sound for the spring concerts. How are they different?
Well, I think you put your finger on it once again. Certainly the music for the spring concert is pretty much all pop music. And we just like the rhythmic feeling and the sense of hopefully getting our audiences so revved up that they just want to stand and cheer.
More interactive, I guess, huh?
right. That's our goal.
All right. You're listening to the Friday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder, and I'm speaking with Chris Larson this morning. She's the music director for the Mancos Valley Chorus. They have their spring concert series coming up. It starts on Sunday, May 4th, and goes through next week. Their final performance is on Friday, May 9th. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. This is the Friday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. You're listening to KSJD Dryland Community Radio. This morning I'm talking with Chris Larson. She's the music director for the Mancos Valley Chorus. They have their spring concert series coming up this Sunday, starting this Sunday, May 4th, and their final concert will be on Friday, May 9th. Chris, there's been some recent studies that have really looked at what's going on with choirs when they're singing together, and there's some really fascinating data that's coming out. Can you share some of that with us?
I sure can. You know, we're all familiar with the romantic notion of hearts beating together as one. And in fact, the lyric in our opening song says, when the heart of this star-crossed voyager beats in time with yours. Well, it turns out that research has determined that singing in a choir really does make our hearts beat together. In fact, in 2013, researchers at the Gothenburg University of Gothenburg in Sweden found that choristers' heartbeats synchronize when they sing together, and that brings about a calming effect that is as beneficial to our health as yoga.
Wow, that is really, really fascinating. Do they know why that's happening, or do they know what's going on with the physiology around that?
That I don't know, Tom. Yeah, but that would, yeah, it's a very interesting question. You know, my guess is it has something to do with breathing together, because choruses breathe in planned places. That plus choristers listen so diligently to their neighbors so that they can all make a similar sound, a similar vowel sound, and sing together rhythmically, that they just kind of, well, to say they go into a trance is overstating it, but I think it's along those lines.
Have you talked to choir members about the experience of that? Have you heard of stories saying, wow, I kind of felt like we were singing as one? Do they feel that kind of sense of unity when that happens as a singing choir?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I haven't really heard choristers mention that, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. What they have told me, though, is if they're going through a particularly challenging time in their lives, that those 2 hours of rehearsal every week help them to lift their spirits and just get a different perspective on their situation.
Very interesting. I find that very fascinating, and must go back to when we started singing together as a species somehow, and maybe, you know, brought us together in ways we are still trying to understand.
Well, I think that's true. You know, in celebratory sessions, people would sing together, or trying to invoke rain, perhaps, or some kind of benefit to the community. I'm just thinking off the top of my head now, but yeah, it is amazing. People really do get into sync with each other when they're singing. You know, there are some other benefits that are perhaps less mystical about singing together. And some of those are that singing releases endorphins into your system and makes you feel energized and uplifted. Singing gives your lungs a workout. A singing tones the abdominal and intercostal muscles and the diaphragm and stimulates circulation. So that's pretty interesting that it circulates in. It stimulates circulation, even though you're usually standing in one place or sitting in one place. Singing makes us breathe more deeply than many forms of strenuous exercise. So we take in more oxygen, improve our aerobic capacity, and experience a release of muscle tension as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're learning all about the health benefits of being in a choir this morning. I'm Tom Yoder. This is the Friday Morning Zine, and I'm talking with Chris Larson, the music director for the Mancos Valley Chorus. Well, now that we've heard about all of the amazing health benefits of being in a choir, how do folks get involved with being a part of the Mancos Valley Chorus?
Well, the first thing we recommend is that they come to one of our concerts, so that they get a real sense of what the Mancos Valley Chorus is all about. They'll get an idea of our size, which is about 34 singers. They'll get an idea of the style of music that we like to sing. And then after that, they should come to our first rehearsal of the season. Our first rehearsals are pretty regular. In other words, our first rehearsal for the Christmas concert series will be the first Wednesday of September. And likewise for next spring, it will be the first Wednesday of February. We meet in the Mancos Methodist Church from 7 to 9 on those Wednesday evenings.
All right. Well, that's an opportunity to find out more and to get involved with the Mancos Valley Chorus and reap the health benefits of being in a choir. What's next? What is next? I mean, you were just talking about the holiday series. Is there anything new that's going on with the choir? Are you you have these two concert series, if I understand correctly, and is that basically where you're going to stay for now?
Yes, that's where we're staying at this point, and we. Like the schedule that we have right now with four public concerts each season, you do usually have to come early because sometimes you might have to stand if you don't get there early. But we do love singing to packed houses, and we think that everybody is more excited in that kind of a situation.
Sure.
And then at Christmas time, I mean, if we want to talk about the future a little bit, we also give a concert in the Mancos Opera House to the Mancos Elementary School children. And that is always such a treat. Oh, my gosh. They're cute and well-behaved and wonderful.
And kids always appreciate the music, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Well, Chris, thanks for talking with me this morning, and I can't wait to hear the spring concert series that's coming up.
Great, great. We'll look forward to seeing you.
That's Chris Larson. She's the music director for the Mancos Valley Chorus. And again, their concert series starts Sunday, May 4th, with a 3:30 p.m. show at the Mancos United Methodist Church. Then on Tuesday, May 6th, that's 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Cortez. On Wednesday, May 7th at 7 p.m. at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Durango. And finally, on Friday, May 9th at 7 p.m. at the Mancos United Methodist Church, of course, in Mancos. You've been listening to the Friday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder.